Going to school to become a veneer tech?
Huh?
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hell no.
No! Oh, hell no!
Stop it. Get some help.
I'm Kiki Ayers, and I am a victim of the veneer villain.
Good evening, guys. My name is Dr. Trevor Jamal Thomas, board member of the United Council of Cosmetic Dentists. We, the collective, I'd like to share with you a few reasons why we unequivocally oppose such actions dubbed value veneers.
I'm Dr. A, and we have heard all the buzz about these veneer techs. Let me tell you, this is not a real job. This is not a real profession. To do veneers, you must complete an 8-year dental course. That requires you to go to school, that's right, for 8 years. You cannot learn all this in a 2-day course. This is actually highly illegal to impersonate a doctor of any kind. It is highly illegal to do procedures that are qualified only by a licensed doctor.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Dr. Q. Everybody has been asking about veneer, bro. Like, is that a thing? Why is it a thing? And it's a thing because people are going to unlicensed dentists. They're not taking care of the underlying issue, which is why it's important that you go to a restorative dentist to ensure that you're taking care of your teeth prior to placing any type of cosmetic or aesthetic restorations.
Here's a big red flag, guys. Whenever you see a business that goes by teeth by, veneers by, smiles by, and is not being offered by a licensed dentist in a dental office, it's not a good idea. Don't do it.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Catrice Austin. We're doing a live episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And I am really excited about this topic because there have been a few stories out there, guys, about people going to these veneer techs. Veneer tech. I don't even know what a veneer tech is, how they came about, who's teaching the veneer techs to be veneer techs. But all I know is that there have been several stories out there in the news from Chicago to from East Coast to West Coast to the Midwest. There are stories popping up everywhere about these veneer techs harming patients. And at some point, guys, we gotta really start to talk about this because, hey, Handbags 1017, hello, New York Deuces, my former patient, my former driver, my boy. Listen, it's got to come to an end. It is very scary. Yes, Faces by Pureness. This is getting really scary because I know you guys are out there and you want beautiful smiles. I know this. And I know that it is expensive. Nothing that is of value, and your smile is one of your most valuable assets. Nothing of value really comes cheap. And we know that you get what you pay for. And so because in the last 5 to 6 years, veneers have become super popular. Maybe I helped contribute to that, making over Cardi B's smiles and her rapping about it. But in the last like 5 or 6 years, there have been so many people requesting veneers. People who don't have any business getting veneers. You can't have gum disease. You can't have cavities. And I posted a video yesterday of a veneer tech that actually put veneers on teeth that had obvious tartar, right, Melissa? The tartar slayer? You can see the visible tartar. You can see the black decay. And all of these people out here think that doing veneers is just easy. You just slap some material on the teeth and voila, you have a new smile. No, baby girl, Handbags 1017. That's right. I went to school for 4 years undergrad, 4 years of dental school. And for the people who are out there doing fake braces in Instagram, TikTok braces, the orthodontists actually go to school an extra like 3 years. Handbags, how long did you go to your orthodontist? How much extra schooling? How much total schooling did you go through? It's a lot. And so these little teeth by Sherry, teeth by Nicole, all of y'all think y'all can do these teeth and you can't. And it's illegal. You are causing harm to these people. Yes, I'm that, Ashley says. They are portraying as dentists because that's illegal. It is illegal. But unfortunately, guys, there's no regulations. Like, I get these calls all the time from people who went to a veneer tech. They got their whole sets of veneers done for like $2,500, $5,000, where the normal licensed dentist might charge $1,000 to $3,000 per tooth. I know there's a huge price difference, but you are going to pay the price sooner or later. If you're getting a cheap price now and it's not getting done properly, they're putting these veneers over cavities and gum disease, or they're ruining your bite. They don't even have the knowledge to know how your bite should close down. You are going to end up paying twice. So I am really out here writing books, doing podcasts, trying to get you guys to understand that this is your mouth. This is your health. You cannot play around with your smile. Showing up at hair salons should have been the first red flag and make you walk back out the door. I know it is like, it doesn't even go together. I'm going to go get my teeth done by my beauty, my hairstylist. I'm going to go get my teeth done by my fashion stylist. There's one in, Philadelphia that's doing, I think he does Patti LaBelle and some other artists, but he's now doing teeth. I'm just saying, Colombia charges way less than the USA. And you want to know why they are able to? They are not actually using real people to make your teeth. They are using either composite resin, which is a cheaper material, or they're making your teeth in a machine. And yes, when things are made by a machine and mass produced, which is why they all look like the white big chiclities that you guys see all the time. It's like one size fits all. That's what you're paying for. So if you don't care about the artistic portion of your smile and making them look real, well, then yes, you could go to Colombia, Mexico, Turkey, name some of the Dominican Republic, and you can pay $1,000 for your whole mouth, and it's going to look like the picture that I posted yesterday. Do not be surprised. Now, I'm not saying, because I get talked about all the time, I'm not saying that there are no good dentists in Colombia or Mexico, Turkey. There are, but y'all continuously go to the ones that charge, like, exactly. They get the CAD/CAM veneers. They're made by a machine. Y'all are going to the ones that continuously ruin your smiles. And that it's just a mistake. You see them making mistakes on the internet all the time. You saw King Harris. You've seen a whole bunch of people go to a very popular dentist in Colombia. And every single time you get what you pay for, Melissa, the Tartar Slayer, you gonna get those chiclet, too white, too big, too square teeth. I'm sorry. So I have come up with a guide, you guys. If you guys want to find out the affordable places in the United States that do quality work, I came up with a whole guide that you guys can download. It is on my website, bipsmiles.com. It's called Affordable Dental Care in the USA. And I give you 5 ways you can get your veneers done. You can get your implants done. You can get your clear aligners done. You can get your checkups and cleanings. Some of the places I put in there for free. Yes, there are some organizations that have free dental days. So I'm trying to tell y'all that you don't have to do this illegal dental work and go to people who are doing illegal dental work to get your smiles. Graceful Smile Dental Spa says they are damn near practicing dentistry. They're not damn near practicing dentistry. They are practicing dentistry. They're getting supplies off the internet. They are they're going to YouTube University, and they are getting these people to pay their hard-earned money. And here's the part that bothers me. I get the calls. Dr. Amira gets the calls. Dr. Trev gets the calls. Dr. Rose gets the calls. Dr. Gauss gets the calls when it goes wrong. And y'all want us to come in and fix it. And y'all kind of want us to fix it for free because you done spent all your money with them folks. Well, unfortunately, we are here to save the day with caution because, you know, we don't know what we're signing up for when we take over someone's mess. But some of us have a heart and some of us will do it. And you got to know that it is going to cost for us to remove what they did. It's going to cost you guys to pay for a new set of veneers to have them done right. So not only are you paying for it once, you're paying for it twice. And I don't want you guys to do that. I care about you guys so much. I don't want you guys to do that. I worked in Frontier Dental Lab. You know, we do. Frontier is the bomb.com. Hello, Noreen Francis, another one of my patients that made the right choice. She made the right choice. And she also took advantage of some of the places where you could go to save. So I love Noreen because she is wise. She makes wise, informed decisions for her and her family. So where she could save, she's going to save, or her family members are going to save. But when it comes to that cosmetic stuff, she's not playing games. She is right in my chair. Her husband right in my chair. Yep. So I want you guys to make wise decisions. And if you need help, I'm here to guide you on how you guys could do that. Now, I did a poll yesterday and I asked, should these veneer techs go to jail? They should go to jail, I think. I don't know what y'all think, but I think these people who are out here practicing illegal dentistry should have their butts right in a jail cell, or at least get a fine, at least have some kind of penalty. But right now, our dental organizations are not really, I don't know, we don't have the regulations. I am personally, Graceful Smiles Dental Spa. Are you with me? Like, we gotta get some regulations going on here because people are getting taken. They're getting taken for their money. They are going through mental trauma when they have to live with this smile where the teeth pop off, the smile, they look in the mirror right after they're done and it's not what they envisioned, and then they are stuck. So I'm saying, no, they Heavenly Smiles Mobile Dental says, no, they should go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Monopoly 100%. I'm with you. I did a poll yesterday asking, should these people go to jail? And here are the results. 90% of you guys who voted said they should go to jail. Let me give some horns for that. Yes, they should go to jail. There should be some legal ramifications. There should be civil charges, criminal charges. Come on, ADA, American Dental Association, New York State Dental Association, all the associations out there. We're going to need some regulation because the basement veneers have got to stop. It really does. So, our mouth is a Heavenly Smiles Mobile Dental says our mouth is a key to good health care. You are correct. Let me give you some love for that. Give you some applause. You are correct. People underestimate the power of a smile and how important it is to have good dental work and to invest in your smile, because you get two sets, and by the age of 12, you're down to your last set. So how you care for your smile is going to dictate your nutrition, your pain level, your comfort, your ability to eat certain foods, your ability to smile with confidence, your total health. That bacteria that's in your mouth, like on that picture that I posted yesterday of the veneers that were done by somebody that wasn't a veneer dentist, an actual dentist, there was tartar on the teeth. And that tartar, that bacteria travels through the bloodstream and it attacks your vital organs, your heart, your brain, all of that. So when you are playing around with your mouth because you're trying to save a buck, you are getting these optional veneers, this only cosmetic. It's not a need. It's not a you must have type of thing. This is a cosmetic procedure and you're playing with your mouth. Listen, I'm just saying, I'm here to help. So you guys, make sure if you have any questions on where to get healthcare at an affordable price, dental care at an affordable price, how you can get your veneers, your implants, your cleanings, your deep cleanings, your braces, all of that, clear aligners, please reach out to me, DM me, click on the link in my bio, go to VIPsmiles.com. If you're watching or listening to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, click on the show notes. All of that information and resources will be down below. So yes, should they go to jail? Hell yes. And I'm going to start campaigning. I'm going to start lobbying for us to get some regulations in dentistry so that we can protect consumers, because your money counts, your smile counts. And we want to make sure that you have a healthy smile, and your, whenever you invest in your smile, that is done properly by dentists who are qualified, not veneer techs. All right, guys, I got to run to the office. I'm about to do another smile makeover, like you know I love to do. And stay tuned for another episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, and I will see you soon. Peace. Welcome to the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. Are you ready for a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile in just 7 days? Well, if you ever wanted to kickstart your journey to a stunning smile, get ready, because this challenge is here to transform your smile into a winning smile. In just 7 days, you're going to uncover smile secrets that have your teeth looking fabulous. You're going to receive expert advice straight from a celebrity dentist. Picture this: you, a dazzling smile, and tips from the queen of smiles, Dr. Catrice Austin, that's me, all without spending a dime. Our 7-day challenge is here, and guess what? It is totally free. No hidden fees, just loads of good vibes and a journey to a healthier smile. We're gonna make this journey a fun journey. Now, here are 4 reasons why you should join our challenge. You don't want to miss this. In just 1 week, you're going to experience bite-sized daily wisdom, which will be quick, practical lessons to elevate your oral care routine. You're going to get exclusive videos, which will be expert guidance from me, right in your inbox every single day. You're going to have access to a supportive community where you'll have the opportunity to connect with fellow participants, share your experiences, and cheer each other on. And of course, what would a challenge be without having access to special offers? So join the challenge today, and you'll be on your way to a healthier smile. See you in the challenge.